You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented a series of six plays. Four women compare their reminiscence in The 50th Reunion. The play was introduced by Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 20th, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Fall 2013 performance. This is the fourth of a six-part Wednesday series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Here's Pat Cook.
We've adapted a few of Judith Viorst Vohm's poems from Suddenly 60 and Other Shocks of Later Life, and I'm Too Young to Be 70 and Other Delusions. And we created this late-night meeting of four women who are comparing their reminiscences after their 50th school reunion and lamenting about their lives.
Deep in my heart, I believe I'm too young to be 70. There are times when I'm wearing my baseball cap and my jeans that I can even imagine that, glimpsed from the rear, I might be mistaken for someone in my teens. Well, the mother of teens? 35?
45? I've reached the stage where my lawyer, my broker, my allergist, and my president are all significantly younger than I am. But they expect me to understand inheritance taxes and living wills.
I swear, he drove through a red, not yellow light. Plus, he's doing 61 in a 50-mile zone.
And even if I had a fortune to squander on payoffs, even if I had mafia connections, it still would be impossible to persuade my husband, when lost, to stop, please stop the car and ask for directions.
I've reached the stage where I recognize when I'm buying a new coffee table or a new set of dishes that they're likely to be the last ones I'll ever buy.
I speak in a voice so gentle, so soft, and so sweet that he really should be ashamed of what he just said. Mm-hmm. I mention everything I saw in a loving, respectful tone while alerting him to the fellow crossing the street and the fact that he's way too close to the car ahead. Oh.
I think I could do the middle 50s just fine. Like that actress who, when asked how she could be 54 when her son was 48, said, "My son leads his life and I lead mine."
I've reached the stage where I'm no longer able to call myself middle-aged because that's what my children are.
And even if I were collapsing from thirst and from hunger, even if I were reduced to the darkest gloom, even if I observed between sobs that we should have arrived 3 hours ago because the inn was going to give away our room.
And when I'm starting to tell my friends some really terrific story, and I ask them whether I've told them this story before, and they always answer yes, I know I've reached another stage. Mm-hmm.
In the life that I'm living, I'm too young to be 70. The woman I see in the mirror is not the real me.
But as undeterred by his words as I have always been, I suggest putting on the bright lights because of the snow.
When I elevate my chin, when I tuck my tummy in, when I must throw my shoulders back. When I tighten all the slack, I can't be more than 61 and a half.
No.
62? Okay, 63. As long as we can all agree I'm too young to be 70.
And even if I had a PhD in psychology, even if I were a diplomatic whiz, even if I were the queen of the charmers and more irresistibly sexual than whoever the current reigning sexpot is, and even if I revived all my marital grievances, you know, old hurts, humiliations, and rejections, it would still be impossible to persuade my husband, when lost, to stop. Just stop the car and ask for directions.
I've reached the stage where I find that most of the spaces I used to park in are too small. Mm. And nobody even bothers to check my driver's license when I ask for a senior permit.
I also observe that he almost collided when he cut in and point out that a stop sign means stop, full stop.
Absolutely.
Not slow. And that if he makes that U-turn, we'll probably die.
Too young in my heart and soul, if not in my thighs.
And when going to see two movies at two separate theaters in the same day, followed by an eating a sausage and anchovy pizza, is what I'm defining as orgiastic excess. I'll admit, I've reached a whole other stage.
Oh, yeah.
Too hopeful, too eager, too playful, too restless, too insufficiently wise.
I've reached the stage where a lot of the reading I'm doing is at the supermarket, checking salt-free, fat-free, expiration dates. Mm-hmm. Why, I can't leave the house for 24 hours without 8 different kinds of pills.
Too young. Did I mention too young?
Oh, yes, you did.
And when I'm out of town and I phone my husband at 6 a.m. and he doesn't answer, my first thought is not infidelity. It's cardiac arrest. I feel I've reached a whole other stage. Why, when offered the choice, I unhesitatingly would give up a night of wild rapture with George Clooney.
No.
For a good report on my next bone density test.
Too young to be 70.
And even if I were to throw a full-scale temper tantrum, even if I were to call him an uncouth name, even if I were to not so gently suggest that we could wind up getting divorced, he would have nobody else to blame but himself. And even if I, in a tone I would concede is what you would call screaming, enumerated his countless imperfections, it still would be impossible to persuade my husband, when lost, to stop the damn car and ask for directions. Ladies, enough of my bitching. Let's drink to 50 more, honeys. Cheers.
From the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.